Welcome to the Fear and Greed Afternoon Report for Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023. I'm Michael Thompson. Every afternoon, we've got the top five stories that happened today that you need to know about, so let's jump into it. Story number one, the Reserve Bank lifted interest rates by 25 basis points this afternoon, triggering a sell-off in the local share market. The central bank warned that there could be more rate rises in the offing. The Aussie dollar jumped immediately to above 66.5 US cents. Bond yields rose, suggesting that professional investors think following the statement there's more chance of further rate rises, and the share market fell almost 1% in the minutes after the 2:30 announcement before rebounding somewhat. Then in the final minutes of trading, it tumbled again. By the end of the day, down 1.2% to close at 7,130 points. Consumer discretionary stocks were hit hardest. They're the companies which will feel the effect of higher interest rates on consumers most. Industrials fell, so too financials, healthcare, and telcos. In fact, 19 of the top 20 stocks ended lower. The only one in the black was Fortescue Metals. On to story number two now, and the head of the ACTU, Sally McManus, says Qantas is, quote, gaming the system by using loopholes in industrial relations laws that allow companies to pay staff on labour hire contracts less than those that they directly recruit. Research conducted by the ACTU found Qantas has split its cabin crew workforce across 14 companies and contractors, which the union group says drives down wages and conditions for workers. McManus says Qantas is the poster child for gaming the system to meet the KPIs of executives. Qantas has rejected the union's claims that its use of labour hire is part of a concerted effort to drive down wages and conditions. The national carrier says it has different cabin crew arrangements across Qantas, Jetstar and QantasLink for both domestic and international, plus cabin crew who live and work in places where it flies, like New Zealand and the UK. Story number three, the share price of ASX, the company that is, tumbled 11% today after the group said it faced much higher capital spending as it tries to upgrade its clearing and settlement infrastructure. The company outlined its five-year strategy, including near-term situational challenges. Chief Executive Helen Lofthouse says it includes much-needed technology upgrades. It'll keep its near three-decade-old CHESS trading system running until 2032. As it struggles to find a replacement. Remember, ASX spent 7 years building an alternate to CHESS. It was meant to start in 2020, but it never got off the ground and it's now been abandoned. That saga resulted in the Reserve Bank and ASIC both criticizing the company. Because it has spent so much on systems in coming years, ASX will lower its payout ratio next financial year. The bottom line, ASX needs to spend hundreds of millions of dollars in coming years to get itself back on track. On to story number four, and the boss of Incitec Pivot has stepped down amid tensions over plans to split the company's explosives and fertilizers division. Jean Johns has led the group for 5 years and has been pushing the demerger plan. Now she's left the business. The company first floated plans to split its explosives and fertilizers business back in 2019, but called off the idea in 2020 after a strategic review. Incitec revived the plan in 2022, saying it wanted to spin off its fertilizer business into a separate listed company, arguing it would help realize the full market valuation of both sides of the company's business, but the plan has never been fully supported by major shareholders, and its most recent half-year earnings disappointed. Incitec Pivot's share price is down nearly 20% so far this year. And finally, story number five, a rush of takeovers and a lack of new floats means the Australian share market will shrink this year for the first time since 2005. Big mergers, particularly in the resources sector, will contribute to a $43 billion shrinkage in the market this year. And that's the first time it's gone backwards since 2005, according to a report in the Financial Review. Sydney Airport and Crown Resorts were both taken private last year, while Newcrest Mining is on the verge of leaving the bourse. Companies being taken over by foreign players or private equity isn't unusual, of course, but normally there's a list of initial public offerings to backfill the exchange. But since the start of last year, there's been only one float worth more than $100 million. That's it for the afternoon report for Tuesday, the 6th of June, 2023. Sean Aylmer and I will be back tomorrow morning for the Wednesday edition of Fear and Greed. I'm Michael Thompson. Enjoy your evening.